memory branded in my brain more than any other. The shape of it, a burn, a scar, healed, but never, comes to me daily still, even here. It's like a poison that won't ever kill you. A slow moving venom from the sweetest origin, a power so capable only because of its connection to you. After all, your brain can't hurt you until your heart says it can. I have a few memories that would fit this description, but there's one in particular I can't shake, not even in death. As you know by now, I was engaged by 23, and me and my fiance decided we were going to have a destination wedding. Danny was practical, if nothing else, but to me, she was everything. She had dark hair and golden eyes. I know that sounds strange, but it's true. You'd never seen anything so beautiful. Every sunrise and sunset combined times a million. I might have been biased, but needless to say, I had never felt this way in my life before. I had never even wanted to get married up until this point. Something she was well aware of when we started dating. I didn't want to be a husband or a father. Not because I had anything against it, per se, but it just wasn't for me. For better or worse, I knew I was so caught up in my own brain and my own life that I couldn't do what is right to do as a parent and as a husband, which is put yourself second. I never felt like I could know myself well enough to do that honestly, void of any doubt or confusion, and I thought without being able to do that, it'd be unfair. She always countered that argument with, well, if you are that special person, and you're with that special person, it can be done. You would feel it, and it would change for you. And she made me believe this. Not in a sinister way, like I was hypnotized or manipulated. She just believed it, and I just wanted to be with her so much, I started to believe it too. I hoped I did anyway. I always had my doubts, but I never expressed them. I just thought that was the old me throwing out nonsense again. Oh, just ignore it. It's no big deal. And so, I never said anything. To her or to anyone, for that matter. Not when I was buying the engagement ring. Not when I asked her to marry me. Not when I was standing at the end of the aisle on the beach. I thought it was something I had to deal with myself and could only deal with myself. The other problem was, at this time, there's another voice in my head growing louder and louder telling me it isn't right to be with someone who doesn't ever question your relationship. And here you are in your brain constantly debating and toying with yourself about whether or not you can do this. Basically, hearing voices of doubt. How horrible are you? How can you keep doing this? But the thought of her face contorted in shock and sadness, her crying, it felt like actual knives in my chest just thinking about it. So I thought, I can't bring this up. I'll fix this myself, I will fix myself, and I promise I will do it. Of course, I did bring it up, though. One Saturday after I stayed up late through a terrible thunderstorm, the anxiety had built to a point where all I could think was that it had to be ended. I couldn't do that to her. I couldn't keep doing that. I couldn't hold her hostage to my horrible brain any longer. I can still see her leaving the house. I can see her look back at me as she opens the door to her car, tears graying those golden eyes. There's shock, there's sadness, but there's also hope. Pained hope that I will come to my senses and run out the door. I spent so many days reliving that and screaming at myself to do it, just run out the door. I didn't. She left. But here she is now. I never thought I'd see you again.
You didn't.
No, I know. I'm sorry, it's just, I've had so many dreams, but this is the closest thing to real life, I guess.
Still stuck in your own head. I thought death would have changed that. Should have known better than to hope with you, though.
I deserve everything you have to say to
yes,
me right now.
Yes, you do. Because you never even gave me a chance. You didn't even have the decency to let me try.
I know.
No. I'm talking now, and I want you to listen. You might have thought you knew what would have happened, but you didn't. You didn't. You are always so convinced what someone thinks, or how someone feels, or what the fucking future is going to be, that you never stop to consider that you're wrong. Never. You have to trust someone. Because this, all of this, is your fault. You're still here because not being able to admit you can change is why you never have.
You're right.
I know I am. Because nothing hurt me more than learning that I was.
Danny,
no,
wait.
I won't. I would have then, but I won't now.
The memory of her leaving wasn't the memory that I meant. The one I said was branded. The memory that's branded is from our wedding day. There's this one motion that I keep seeing on repeat. She's stepping off the curb onto the beach to walk toward me, glancing down, picking up her dress so she won't trip. She raises her head and sweeps her hair from her eyes and raises them back to meet mine. A dimple in her cheek from smiling so big. Her golden eyes are gleaming. It's never not made me cry. Only for different reasons.